the top news story this morning, you will know, of course, the Treasury and the Federal Housing Finance Agency over the weekend placing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac under what's been described as conservatorship. Which clearly brings to an end speculation about what a bailout would have looked like. The authorities are introducing a series of measures that are designed to shore up these agencies as well as lead to improved functioning of the housing market. There's been quite a lot of research and analysis through from research houses over the weekend, and this one caught my eye in particular. There have been some big bailouts in the last 12 months, but analysts at Independent Strategy believe that socialism has taken over in Washington. Bob McKee and the team say only countries like North Korea and Cuba are more socialist than the United States now in the wake of the Freddie and Fannie bailout, and see bigger public debt and a more difficult mortgage market as a result. To quote, the United States will have 75% of its current housing finance and the majority of its remaining capital allocation being financed with credit that is directly and indirectly the result of government and Fed intervention. Now, that's an interesting line on the story, Jim, isn't it?
Well, Jeff, it happens to be correct. I mean, America's more communist than China is right now. You can get, at least have a free market in housing and a lot of other things in China. You can see that this is welfare for the rich. This is socialism for the rich. It's bailing out the financiers, the banks, the Wall Streeters. It's not bailing out the homeowners who are in trouble, by the way. It's not bailing out people who want a mortgage. It's just bailing out financial institutions. This is not my idea of the way things are supposed to be. But if that's what America wants, that's what it can elect people who are going to do it. I think it's a mistake.
But Jim, you know what? Every banking crisis, every financial crisis we've had since man drew on cave walls has ultimately resulted in some form of nationalization or state takeover. You fire the management, you take away the shareholders' equity, and if there is a rump of a business that's worth running, it gets turned round, and then it either gets fed back to the market and sold, hopefully at a profit to the government, or it gets closed down. Why is this any different?
Well, this is different. You say it always happens that the government takes it over. No. We've had many, many bankruptcies. We've had hundreds of investment banks going bankrupt since the beginning of time, and we've had thousands of banks. They go bankrupt, they reorganize, and you're right. If there's anything there, it's fed back into the market. But this is not done with taxpayer money most of the time. This is done with private money and the bankruptcy courts. This is not bankruptcy court. This is where the American taxpayer, and Martin says max $850 billion. I hope he's right that it's max $850 billion. But I know that on paper, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have obligations of $6 trillion. I hope they're all going to come through good. But so far, the evidence is that it's going to be a mess.
Ralph,
and Hank Paulson's doing a smart thing. He's getting out. He said over the weekend, well, whoever's president and whoever's the Congress next time is going to have to deal with this. They're just getting papering it over until January when they're all gone.
Ralph.
Well, I think we got to discuss this. There's an ethical question here that we actually have to discuss that we haven't discussed enough, and I think we have to, is that both the U.S. government, the British government, the European governments as a whole have decided that they want to encourage more people to get homes. Right? That's what they're trying to do. Now, here's the ethical problem with that. Knowing full well that housing prices are, in fact, going down, they know it, everyone knows it, to encourage people to buy a home that they know is going to be reduced in value almost immediately after they buy it, this poses an ethical issue. I am concerned about the government's focusing on getting new people into homes instead of protecting the people who currently have mortgages who are subject to default or very soon be subject to default. There's nothing more traumatic to a family than getting that letter saying you're going to get kicked out of the house.
Do they know though that prices are going to go down? Because surely the hope is, it might be a naive one, but surely the hope is by doing this you generate enough demand the prices stop going down.
Sure, that's the hope, but yeah. From a financial service, if a banker were to actually give that advice in this particular case, they'd be put in jail.
Mm.
Right? Because there's enough evidence out there to at least put a reasonably good opinion out there that says that the housing prices are going to continue to go down. So a banker that were to provide that advice would be put put in jail. But all of a sudden, we have all the governments around the world saying, let's do that as well. So there's an ethical question that we have to answer here. And I think that this situation with Fannie and Freddie is going to exacerbate that simply because now they can actually determine or directly control mortgage prices, whereas before they can change interest rates, but it's had no effect. Now they can, in fact, directly change interest rates, and I'm concerned
Ralph,
about that.
Jim. Ralph, you make the point, the good point, that that Fannie and Freddie Mac are going to be winding down or reducing their book over the next few years. That's going to also ensure that house prices continue to go down because it's going to be harder and harder to get a mortgage. There's not going to be any new mortgage money. There's going to be less mortgage money.
The well, there is still a question mark about how the next administration handles the property market going into 2009. I mean, in effect, this, as is pointed out by Independent Strategy, kicks the issue effectively into the long grass until 2009. The GSEs will be winding down their business. Clearly, the balance sheets of these organizations have to be shrunk. Does that ultimately mean that mortgages are going to be more difficult to get and more expensive going forward? Let's have a listen in to a couple of the politicians who will be hoping that they run the administration in 2009.
We have to protect taxpayers, not bail out the shareholders and management of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It is a challenging situation that's been festering for a long time. There are some community and regional banks with potential exposure, including those serving low-income communities. We're going to have to carefully address those situations. But we must not allow government intervention to protect investors and speculators who relied on the government to reap massive profits.
The fact is that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they've gotten too big and too expensive to the taxpayers. The McCain-Palin administration will make them smaller and smarter and more effective for homeowners who need help.
There you go, Jim. It's all right. The politicians are going to solve this one next year.
Right. Well, neither one of those people said anything, as you could hear, except more or less what was announced over the weekend. I mean, this is a big, huge mess, and neither one of them has a clue as to what to do next year. It's just going to be a mess. We're having a big, big rally, you know, in financial paper right now, as Sejal pointed out from Singapore. You know, but bank stocks around the world are going through the roof. That's because they've all been bailed out. You don't see the homeowners in Kansas going through the roof because they're not being bailed out.
Jim, we've got to let you go, but just to wrap up here, you talked a little bit about how you're positioned in different asset classes. Does what's happened this weekend change any of those positions for you? What are you going to do when you talk to your broker today?
Nothing. I'm just going to sit and watch. It's rarely good to jump in on a moving bus, and right now you got a lot of buses moving. I might short some more investment banks depending on in the U.S., depending on how they rally over the next week. But other than that, I plan to just sit and watch.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always good to get your perspective on these stories, and we'll catch up on another day. I know you're a busy man. Jim Rogers, the CEO of Rogers Holdings, joining us on the line from Singapore with, as always, a fairly robust view on exactly how the administration is handling the financial economy in the United States.